Hello, everyone. Michael Volkoff here, and welcome back to Corruption, Crime, and Compliance. Today, we're going to take a close look at an important development out of the Treasury Department that is going to have a significant impact on financial institutions and compliance professionals. On April 7th, 2026, FinCEN issued a major proposed rule that would fundamentally reshape anti-money laundering and countering the financing of terrorism, AML-CFT programs, and the requirements under the Bank Secrecy Act. This is not just a technical update. This is a structural redo or rethink or redesign of how AML compliance programs are designed, evaluated, and enforced. So today I want to walk you through what this proposal does, why it matters, and what compliance professionals should be doing right now. The big picture, let's start, is what is FinCEN trying to do? FinCEN is trying to modernize the AML framework and move it towards something that is more, one, risk-based, two, outcome-focused, and three, most importantly, more predictable. For years, financial institutions have struggled with ambiguity in AML expectations, particularly around what regulators mean when they say a program must be effective. This proposal is FinCEN's attempt to fix that. They want institutions to focus less on box checking and more on whether their programs are actually identifying and mitigating risk. At the same time, FinCEN is signaling a shift in enforcement philosophy, one that reserves penalties for more serious failures rather than routine compliance gaps. So the proposed framework is a two-pronged framework, and this is an important aspect. Under this approach, regulators will separately evaluate, one, whether a financial institution has established an AML-CFT program, and two, whether the institution is maintaining and implementing that program effectively. Now, why does that matter? Because historically, regulators have often blurred the line between design flaws and implementation issues. And that has created a lot of uncertainty and, frankly, frustration for compliance teams. Under the proposed rule, if you fail to establish a proper AML program, you are still exposed to enforcement. But if the issue is in implementation, enforcement should be limited to significant or systemic failures. That raises the bar for enforcement and gives institutions a clearer standard to work with. Another important development in this proposal is the increase in coordination between FinCEN and the federal banking regulators. Under the proposal, agencies like the OCC, FDIC, and Federal Reserve would need to give FinCEN advance notice before taking significant supervisory actions related to AML issues. This is to ensure consistency. FinCEN wants to ensure that enforcement divisions and supervisory actions are aligned across agencies and that institutions are not subject to conflicting expectations. For compliance professionals, this could reduce regulatory fragmentation, but it also means that FinCEN now will play a much more direct role in enforcement decisions. Fourth big issue, risk-based compliance, now explicit and central. So let's talk about something that's been discussed for years, but is now being formalized, risk-based compliance. The proposal explicitly requires financial institutions to conduct and maintain risk assessments, to evaluate risks across products, services, customers, and geographies, three, and update those assessments as risks evolve. This is no longer optional or implied. It's a core requirement. And FinCEN is also making clear that institutions should focus resources on higher risk areas, spend less time on low risk activities. That may sound obvious, but it's actually a significant shift in tone. And FinCEN is essentially saying, we don't want you wasting time checking boxes. We want you targeting real risks. And importantly, regulators are signaling that they will defer to reasonable risk judgments as long as they're supported by sound processes. Fifth, the four pillars in what happened to customer due diligence. Another structural change involves the traditional pillars of AML compliance. Historically, we've talked about five pillars, including customer due diligence, CDD. Under the proposal, FinCEN reorganizes this framework into four pillars. One, internal controls. Two, independent testing. Three, a designated AML officer. And four, training. Now, CDD doesn't go away, but it gets folded into internal controls. This reflects a broader theme in the proposal, integration and simplification. FinCEN is trying to move away from rigid categories and toward a more holistic view of compliance. Six, new issue, governance, board oversight, and U.S.-based leadership. The proposal also strengthens governance requirements. Two changes stand out. First, AML programs must be approved by the board of directors or an equivalent governing body. Second, the AML compliance officer must be located in the United States. These are not minor tweaks. They reinforce the idea that AML compliance is a core governance responsibility, not just a back office function. For multinational institutions, the U.S. location requirement may require some restructuring, but it reflects FinCEN's focus on accountability and regulatory access. Issue number seven, innovation, a green light for AI. Now, here's one of the most important and interesting parts of the proposal. FinCEN explicitly recognizes the role of technology and innovation, including artificial intelligence. In fact, the proposal says that using advanced tools like AI can be evidence of an effective AML program. And even more importantly, FinCEN states that responsible experimentation with new technologies will not increase enforcement risk. That's a big signal. For years, institutions have been cautious about adopting new tools because of regulatory uncertainty. This proposal flips that dynamic and encourages innovation so long as it produces meaningful results. Issue number eight, a more measured enforcement approach. Let's come back for a second to enforcement, because this is where the proposal may have the biggest practical impact. FinCEN is making clear that enforcement should focus on serious systemic failures, not minor deficiencies or technical violations, and not good faith efforts that fall short. That is a significant shift in tone. It suggests a more balanced approach, one that recognizes the complexity of AML compliance and rewards institutions that are making genuine efforts to manage risk. Big issue number nine, implementation timeline. Finally, the proposal includes a 12-month implementation period after the final rule is issued. That's double the timeline that was previously proposed, and that reflects feedback from industry, basically saying, we need more time. Now, what are our practical takeaways? So what should compliance professionals be doing right now? Here are a few practical steps. First, take a hard look at your risk assessment process. Is it dynamic? Is it tied to actual business risks? Does it drive resource allocation? Second, evaluate your program design versus implementation. Can you clearly demonstrate both? Third, assess your governance structure. Is your board actively engaged? Is your AML officer positioned for accountability? And fourth, start thinking about technology. Are there opportunities to expand your existing use, let's say, or planned use of data analytics or AI to improve outcomes? And finally, prepare to comment. The comment period runs through June 9th, and this is an opportunity to shape how these rules are finalized. At the end of the day, this proposal reflects a broader revolution in compliance. We're moving away from rigid rules and toward risk-based thinking, measurable outcomes, and smarter use of technology. That's a positive development, but it also raises expectations because now it's not just about having a program. It's about proving that your program actually works. Okay, thanks again for joining me today. And as always, I'll continue to follow developments here and keep you updated on this. And stay in touch, and we'll see you with a new episode in the coming days. Thanks.